Hello and welcome to an episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point, besides this being in stunning video, is let's talk a little bit about another story that I didn't get a chance to talk about when I was out for 2 weeks. The one that's on my mind right now, I think there is a piece that came out about a week and a half ago now, maybe 2 weeks, about one of the creative directors for Clair Obscur saying, "Hey, don't worry, folks. Our next game is probably going to be a one of those." And I think, caveat here, I haven't finished Expedition 33. So, you know, I have no idea how that game ends. I have a pretty good idea of what's going to happen in there. So a little bit of this is going to be speculating on something I haven't watched yet. But I kind of want to talk about it because it's part of this like ongoing theme that that I've been bringing up a little bit now about IP and why you want to do sequels, and I think that there's some other like really good video stuff out there. I'll add this into the show notes for you because I think it's like worth watching. Cognitive Clips has two videos. One is about recency bias, and another is about, you know, kind of sequel-itis in the Game of the Year discussions and how that kind of happens. Both of them are really good videos to watch. They're pretty short, so, you know, go check them out. Because I think a lot of what I'll be saying today is relevant and connected to what he was saying in those videos. Especially when it comes to Expedition 33. And, like, the thing here is Expedition 33 is obviously, like, one of this year's biggest games, right? Like, it's this huge role-playing game. It had like a ton of buzz when it came out originally, and when it was announced last year. And Sandfall kind of has just like been fucking pedal to the metal on that thing. There's like collector's editions coming out like crazy. I think the funny stat is that they sold 3.3 million copies within the first 30 days. So it's like huge. Like it is becoming a new franchise in the turn-based role-playing game kind of style, right? And the other part of that is, if you look at that team was pretty small, not two devs or whatever they said at the Game Awards, but it's a pretty small team. And you can tell that a lot of love and care went into making that turn-based system work. And I think what you're kind of seeing, and as they say that, you know, they're inspired by all of these old-school JRPGs like Final Fantasy and Dragon Quest and stuff, is that, you know, those games did not deviate from that system for a really long time. That most of the time, those games play the same way for a reason. And that's, you know, mostly a time and effort thing. Like, you don't want to have to reinvent a battle system every single time, because that's really hard. And especially when you have one as good as Expedition 33, like, you want to rest on that a little bit, because it's really hard work to get that to work. Which brings us all kind of back to the idea that, oh, hey, don't worry, we're going to put another game in there. And I think the funny joke at the time, which is funny on two different accounts, is, you know, calling it, okay, well, they're working on Expedition 34, which isn't how the numbers work in that game, and I think is a little bit of a, like, a AAA bias on how sequels work. My general thought, and obviously there's nothing that plays this out, and like I said, I haven't finished the end of Expedition 33, so I don't even know if this is how it works, but I imagine what the team is doing is looking and saying, hey, it was really hard to make this battle system and to make it as good as it is. And all of the art design and like all of the love and the care that went into this thing, like, this was a shitload of work. Also, it probably sold way better than we had expected it to. And, you know, now we have like a bunch of people who are into this, and where, you know, the game number two, if it worked out, would have been just, you know, whatever else they were thinking. Or I think what we're going to see is a Clair Obscur game based on, you know, the thematic stuff that they're exploring in Expedition 33. But I think this like indie like franchise thing that really feels like it started for me with the Dark Picture anthology games is where Clair Obscur is going. And I think there's like a lot of benefits to that. I mean, it hasn't necessarily worked out super great for the Dark Pictures folks, but I think the reason that you want to do that is because you look at how some of these like big AAA games sold, and yes, like The Last of Us is maybe a big old standout, but you see this even with Ghost of Yote that's coming out pretty soon. Like, that, the story of Ghost of Yote, as far as I know, is not related at all to Ghost of Tsushima. It's in the same world. It, like, has some of the same themes. It's exploring some of the same art. But it's not like you're playing Horizon Forbidden West, right? Like, you don't need to know what the story of Mael was to probably play whatever the next Expedition or the next Clair Obscur game is. Because it's not important. Like, they made a really good game. And now they can just rest on that really good game by making another really good game set in a similar world. Like, it may not be in, like, the continent or any of that stuff, but it will explore, I imagine, the same kind of creative stuff that they have in the first one. And you benefit from having, you know, you benefit from having all of the press and all of the positivity and everything that came out of Clair Obscur Expedition 33, and then you just get to make something new, which is the best part, right? Like, that is the one big thing that whenever we talk about sequels and we talk about IP is that, well, people have this really good sequel, or they have this really good game, and all of the money is in that really good game, so why don't you just continue to dance with the one who brought you, right? So you keep working on that game, you keep making more of them. And then we look back and say, wow, I really didn't need to have 7 different versions of Last of Us that is just being constantly remixed to sell me another Last of Us. Like, I really wish that they would do something else. And so when you look at Dark Pictures, when you look at, you know, what it is possible Clair Obscur is going to do, I think that's where that comes from. Because you could have a Clair Obscur anthology, and I think it would kick ass. Because they have a good game, and that's the hardest part. Now you just need to make it enjoyable and like an interesting story, and they clearly can do that. My great fear, I guess, for the Expedition folks like at Sandfall is that they get mired in the same nonsense that a lot of the larger developers do when they have a hit like this, which is just making the Mael, you know, prequel story, or like just making, you know, this one's about Gustav, or like actually doing, you know, a full game of Expedition 00, because I don't think you need to. Like, I really don't think that, like, Expedition 33 is the thing that has, like, that is the name that has stuck, and I'm sure they wish it was Clair Obscur, but I just really feel like There's two paths they could take here, and one of them leads down, you know, we continue to make more games based in this, like, loose thematic IP, and the other is, okay, well, now we're making these games, I guess. And I think that would be a real bummer. I think it'd be a real shame if they ended up getting stuck in the, now we have to do prequels for all of these characters. Which is, you know, a little bit not quite what happened with the Uncharted stuff, but the need for Lost Legacy to be kind of its own story, but also revolving around women in Nathan Drake's life is, like, pretty damn close to just let's make a tangential sequel, which I think is just, that game was good, but it did not need to be that. And I think, you know, you look at what's going on with the end of Uncharted 4 and how they set that up for something else, and they have run into the problem, I think, where can you make an Uncharted 5 without Nathan Drake in it? Like, can you actually do the thing that they hint at the end? Or are you stuck having to have Nathan Drake in that thing as, like, Obi-Wan Kenobi Drake to his kids or whatever? And I think that hopefully what Clair Obscur is doing, I hope they can get around that, because that team obviously knows how to make a really fun game. That team, like, knows how to think in an interesting way to, like, make... to take something that is as tried and true as turn-based combat and make it something that a person who does not enjoy those games, like me, is having fun with it. And they obviously can make some beautiful-looking stuff, some really inventive-looking art, and they can make a story that is, like, you know, a JRPG story, but pretty good. And I hope that they can do that with something else. Like, I don't expect the next Clair Obscur game to be a first-person shooter. I imagine it will be very similar to what they're doing. And I imagine they are looking at Clair Obscur being, like, you know, what Final Fantasy meant originally. Of, like, hey, this is... we're going to try this. And then Clair Obscur 2, whatever that is a... it's just a completely different story. Like, maybe a related world, but really it's just its own special thing. So I'm hopeful that that's what they're going to do, because I wish that more people looked at IP that way. Like, I guess it's nice that, you know, we can continue to get Mario games forever, but even the, like, little teeny tiny, like, outreach things of, like, Yoshi's Woolly World and all of that stuff is, like, just keeping the IP alive. And I would just rather see more inventive stuff using characters and themes and, like, systems, more than do I really need to know what the deal is with Verso in Expedition 00, because I think you can do that just fine in this game. They seem to be doing that just fine in Expedition 33. And I would really just like to see them do something else. Like, show me another story, because you clearly are able to do a really good one of those. So, yeah, I think... I don't know. Let me know if that kind of, like, makes sense to you. I feel like it's kind of the only obvious thing that you could do with those games. I cannot imagine an Expedition 32 or, you know, the... Clair Obscur Paintress Pals. Like, I just don't think that that's gonna happen. But yeah, let me know what you think, if that kind of makes sense. And like I said, I haven't finished that game, so who knows? Maybe it's like a multiverse story, and you find out that there's always a Paintress, there's always a painting, and there's always a plan or whatever. But yeah, thanks for hanging out on this very special first edition of the video show. You know, check out the show notes, all of that stuff. And like I said, let me know what you think. I'm curious, you know, I guess, think on the Expedition 33 bit and also on the video. We'll see. I'm kind of curious, but, you know, you got to feed the algorithm, right? So yeah, go check out the site, the 70%complete.com. There's, let's see. Oh, Sword of the Sea review just published today. So go check that out if you want to see my kind of hot take on a game that it seems like everyone's really high on. Spoiler alert, maybe I'm not. Go check that out. I also published a video on Out and About, which is a, like, cozy foraging game, I guess. I'm working from home this week. I'm gonna go hop in and play a little bit more of that. You should go check that video out. It's 40 minutes of just absolute pure joy. That game is incredible, and I cannot believe I have not heard more about it. It's so cool. And then there'll be some other stuff coming out. But go check out the website, 70%complete.com. The YouTube is at 70%complete. And stay tuned. There are some more big things coming for your boy Phil. Working on some projects with some friends. It'll be fun. So, thanks for hanging out, and see ya.